Welcome to After the Pitch, the podcast where I support entrepreneurs like you to take your business to the next level. Who am I? I am your host, Adrian T. Marable, and in today's podcast, we're going to dive into the top five questions you need to ask yourself when determining your customer channels. But before I jump in, make sure you go to afterthepitch.com/newsletter so you never miss out on our latest episodes and all the exciting work we're doing for entrepreneurs like you, where I dish out practical and tactical tips and insights to take your business to new heights. We have some exciting news coming up, and I promise you do not want to miss it. All right, let's tackle these five crucial questions for your customer channel strategy.
Have you ever had a dream that you were trying to reach? A lot of hard work, ironic, not a lot of sleep. But keep on climbing till you standing on that mountain peak. See, ain't no way that you can do that if you counting sheep. I remember praying for them better days. Keep hoping cause it's gotta be a better way. But we on now, we gone now. It's been a long road, finally I'm home now.
Question number one. Through which channels do your target customers want to be reached? Now, this is a biggie. You have to understand where your customers hang out. Are they scrolling through social media? Are they glued to their inbox? Or maybe they prefer the old school phone call. Knowing their preferred channels will help you tailor your message and engage with them on their turf. I had a friend who told me he sold to lawyers and he was doing ads on LinkedIn. I mean, practical thinking, right? But after some customer discovery, he found out after a long day, lawyers just lay in bed or lay on their sofa and scroll through Facebook. So he changed his channels and exponentially grew and eventually sold his business. Question number two, how do other companies reach them now? Time to do some recon, my friend. Take a peek at what your competitors and industry leaders are up to. How are they successfully reaching your shared target audience? There might be some smart moves or nifty ideas you can borrow to level up your game. Now you can go to Facebook Audience Insights, or even more importantly, Facebook's ad library, because these are prime places to start benchmarking this information. Question number three, which of those channels work best? All right, now let's put on our detective hats and analyze some data here. Look closely at the performance of different channels. How many likes are people getting? How many comments are they getting? Which ones are driving more engagement, converting leads into customers, and overall, making the cash register say cha-ching? I mean, hardly anyone has cash registers anymore, but you know what I'm saying. Make your cash app ding. I don't know. Anyway, identify those rockstar channels and make them your secret weapons. Number four on my list. Which of those channels are most cost efficient? Money, money, money. Three words I have for you. We all want to make it rain, but we also need to be smart with our budgets. So take a step back and evaluate the cost effectiveness of each channel. Included in cost is also time cost. Consider the ROI and the resources needed to keep the wheels turning. Find that sweet spot where effectiveness meets affordability. That's the key to a healthy bottom line. Question number five, the last question. How are you integrating those channels with customer routines? This is the time to get cozy with your customers. Stay top of mind. And to stay top of mind, you need to fit into their daily routines. Are they all about emails? Or maybe they're social media junkies? Are they looking to just scroll mindlessly through Facebook at the end of a hard day? Seamlessly integrate your channels into their lives. Use email, snail mail, and social media marketing to ensure your brand is always in sight and on their minds. This episode wraps up another awesome season of After the Pitch. I cannot believe season 2 is over already. I hope these questions have sparked some serious brainstorming and these episodes have inspired you to get up and engage your customer, to scale your business, to grow. But more importantly, which question got your gears turning? How do you plan to apply any of these episodes to your business? Shoot me a message at adrian@afterthepitch.com or on social media. I'm always here to chat. Until next time, thank you for listening to season 2 of After the Pitch. And finally, this will be the last time I say this season. I am Adrian T. Marable, and you have been listening to After the Pitch.
Take this. I remember praying for them better days. Keep hoping, cause it's gotta be a better way. But we on now, we gone now. It's been a long road, finally I'm home now. Days are long, nights are cold. Staying strong till it's time to go. All my dues have been paid for. Cause I know what I was made for. Made to be something greater, meant to be something more. Opportunities knocking, so gonna open the door. See, now everything in life is just a test. Fighting through all your failures, cause you know it breeds success. Yes, yes. Yeah, it's gonna be hard to see it if you don't believe it. Don't believe it's really hard to do it when